notes are
you.
You
got lost in
me. Do re mi.
You said it going the other way.
Do re mi. Follow me. Ro.
No. That's not it at all.
And you got do re mi.
Do re mi. Fa sol la ti do.
Do re mi.
Fa sol la ti do.
Do re
mi. Fa sol la ti do.
Fa sol la ti do.
Do re mi. Fa lo.
Do. Do with a D.
Do re.
Do.
Do re mi.
Fa sol la ti
do. La
ti
do. Yeah.
Do.
Re, okay, do re mi
fa
so la, la
ti
do.
Did you never do choir?
So
you
I
never
didn't
had choir.
I did it, dude. Fourth grade is when they taught
dude,
us
they
that.
Had it, like, on the thing, on
I never
the, care.
You were already in band, so I was already my mind
Wait,
was already
you never
made
did
up.
Choir?
We
no,
had
we did,
it, we did it in music
had,
class.
We had to do it.
Oh. Yeah,
in music class.
Yeah,
I just didn't care enough to remember it.
Okay. Let's just go.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Nerdman Podcast. My name is Hayden. I am here, as per usual, with these people.
My name's Victoria.
You set us up.
Yeah, you set us up.
I said,
it's bad.
Yeah, that was really bad.
There was a thumb.
A thumb. That's thumb, your yeah. setup?
But, like, the thumb went
some
to
host
me.
You are.
Like,
no, there was a thumb, like, in the general direction. Both of you.
So we're just supposed to shout at the same
what
time.
What about the people on the podcast?
Yeah. There was a thumb, people on the podcast. There was a thumb, and it pointed to both of them. But we're here. We have things to talk about. How was everybody's week?
I didn't get to introduce myself.
You never said who he was.
Victoria, how was your week?
Oh, it was great. It was very great.
Other guy?
I'm Aaron. I'm fine. My week was good.
Nobody cares. Anyways.
I care.
Thank you.
We saw him on Saturday. It's not like he had much time to make up more memories.
Okay, but they don't know that we saw him on Saturday.
If they follow us on Instagram, they might know.
They probably still wouldn't know.
Saying my life's boring.
Kinda.
It is. I like boring.
It's a little
he
bit
does,
boring.
He does, yes. He does.
Aaron
I go
and
to class.
I went to the Dallas Fan Expo. Aaron, how was that?
It was my first actual comic convention to go to, so I was very excited. Very much loved it. It makes me want to do cosplay more than I already did.
Mm.
Which,
yeah,
for those
pretty,
of you out there, I really want to do cosplay.
There was some
he
pretty
does.
Impressive cosplay there.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
Zachary and Levi is also
yeah,
super tall.
He's a very tall guy. There wasn't really a lot of pop culture news. There's that new Star Wars show, Aaron.
Yes.
The new Star Wars
yeah.
show that came
it
out.
It came out as the day that we're filming this. It came out, for us, it came out today. Since I'm in college, I've watched 4 episodes so far.
Today.
Yeah.
Wait, what's Star Wars show?
It's called Star Wars Visions. It's an anthology series. I'm pretty sure it's not part of canon. It doesn't.
It's anime.
They don't treat it like it's part of canon. They basically gave us they made a TV series and they gave an episode to a different company that makes anime.
Anime.
Yeah. So I'm 4 episodes in and I like it so far. And I'm not a big anime enthusiast.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I'm also not that big of an anime enthusiast. Except for Avatar. Do you count Avatar?
It's an anime style.
I don't know if
that's
a lot
about
of
as anime as I get.
Avatar. But
so, yeah.
It counts in my book. I'll say it counts in my book.
Yeah, okay. So as long
Dave
as Filoni,
for... Dave Filoni is on record saying that it's in anime style.
Okay.
But not anime?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's technically
what
counts as...
What is Dave Filoni saying?
Dave Filoni, he said, before working on Clone Wars, I actually worked on Avatar, which was 2D and in the anime style.
Cool. So it counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch anime.
It's close enough. No.
No, you watched Avatar.
You watched right. Avatar.
Aaron, Victoria.
Yes.
I have brought you here today to talk about some Star Wars characters killing other Star Wars characters.
Why are you being all formal?
I don't know. I was just starting to...
This court is cold.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Forget the formal thing. I read a Star Wars book this week.
What's the book?
No, it's Heir to the Empire by Timothy Zahn. 1991, but it's like the 20th anniversary edition. It was the first like appearance of Thrawn as like a bad guy. And then like Mara Jade Skywalker. Not yet Skywalker, Mara Jade before Skywalker. That was also the first time she appeared. So yeah, it was pretty good. Made me want to read more Star Wars books.
Read this book?
I work.
That makes sense. Yeah.
For those of y'all out there, Mara Jade is on our tournament, and Hayden, by reading this book, has elected to represent her. So look forward
to
that.
Fans.
What?
I've read one book.
I'm basically an expert.
Definitely prepared.
Her first appearance.
Yeah.
Wait, when are you going to be representing her?
It's not, I don't think it's soon. I think it's like, Aaron's checking his phone right now. I think it's at least 5 or 6 weeks from now.
Oh, good luck to her. That's probably around the time where you're going to stop taking
notes.
No. Yeah.
Oh, stop taking notes and all together?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I still got the notes. I'm still doing notes.
We'll see how long that lasts.
3. Got notes.
She is 6 episodes in the future.
6 episodes in the future. Yeah. Just skip ahead 6 weeks and you can hear me talking about her with my notes.
Why would they skip ahead?
He's not going to have notes.
Right now.
Advanced time.
Yeah, advanced time into the future.
Do they have a time travel machine?
You know how when you play like Steve. Assassin's Creed and you can like hold that button and then you meditate for a certain...
Fast travel?
No. You like sit down
like,
and...
Like sleeping in Minecraft?
No. Sure. but there's a feature where you can sit down and meditate for a certain number of hours, typically 12 hours at a time. Just meditate for 6 weeks.
In his books, Luke Skywalker did, or it was mentioned that he was able to go into like a coma for like a long extended period of time.
Legends Luke Skywalker, man.
It came out in 1991 and it basically kicked off people are going back and writing new Star Wars books. So
before the prequels.
Yeah, it was before Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
So it talks a little bit about the Clone Wars and you're just like,
that's okay. Not what the Clone Wars
that's
is.
That's not how the Clone Wars works. But yeah, it's pretty good if you haven't read it already. Would recommend. But ladies and gentlemen, I have gathered you here today to talk about Star Wars characters killing other Star Wars characters. Aaron, who are we talking about on this fine evening?
Well, first we're going to talk about Thexan versus Kira, Kylo Ren versus Buryaga. Who was the other one? Seven Sister versus Revan, and Ahsoka versus the
Fifth Brother.
Fifth Brother, yeah.
Cool.
Now, do you want to start with the Fifth Brother?
Let's do those last two. Let's do those first.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go first. I have Fifth Brother, who was one of the Inquisitors for the Empire. He was part of the Jedi Order, but survived War 66 and decided to turn to the dark side and follow Darth Vader. I was reading about this guy, and I know on this podcast we're supposed to represent these characters in a way that's, like, you know, honest, and, like, we try to win with them and stuff, but I don't want to... So
wait, did he kill babies like the last guy in the last podcast?
Let me get there.
Oh no.
Yeah. So he's a former Jedi who survived Order 66. He is, quote, arrogant, lacks foresight, and lacks strategic senses. And basically is just all around inept. And then kills children. And when I was reading the article on him on Wikipedia, there was an entire subtitle that said kidnapping children. So at that point, I decided I don't want to talk about this guy anymore.
Hey,
so Aaron,
he was just kidnapping. If you want to get technical here, Chopper suggested to as a way to stop them from kidnapping the child, to just kill it.
What?
Chopper's wild. Jumper has like the highest kill count.
That is not a good like resolution to the problem.
You haven't met Jumper.
I don't. Jumper is great. Fifth brother. I hope he loses.
Talk about how he died.
Darth Maul killed him.
Was that
when Ahsoka showed up? Or
no? Well, I mean, there was a three-way fight between Ahsoka, Kanan, and Maul versus the fifth brother, seventh sister, and eighth brother. And then Kanan cut his lightsaber, which happens a lot in Rebels. People cut lightsabers like it's nothing. Like they go straight for the lightsaber instead of actually hitting them. Kanan cut his lightsaber, and then as he dropped it on the ground and it like sputtered out, Maul just like came out of nowhere and just like stabbed him.
And the end.
Yeah. I have Ahsoka Tano. She will be continuing on, so I'm just gonna...
We all know about Ahsoka.
If you watched The Mandalorian, if you've watched... She's right here.
I think she's been in, like, every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite characters, and one of my favorite pops. It's well designed.
It's a nice pop.
It's well designed. It's from the Clone Wars final season. She first showed up in that. She was the apprentice to Anakin until she was framed for a bombing on the Jedi Temple. She was barred from the Jedi Order and then let back and just like, hey! Hey!
You did good!
And then she left. She walked out of the temple. And then she defeated Darth Maul at the age of 17. Survived Order 66 the next day with her best friend, Clone Captain Rex. Went in hiding for a long time. And then an Inquisitor found her, and she, without lightsabers, beat him, and she remarked later that he was brash and did not plan ahead. Beat him and took his lightsabers. Yeah. Took his lightsaber, split it into two, because they have, like, stack. The Inquisitors have a special lightsaber.
Is it the spinny one?
Yeah, it's a double-bladed lightsaber, but it goes in a circle around them. So they can actually press a switch and it spins.
Huh.
And they mostly use it to block.
They need as many tricks as they can get.
Yeah. They mostly used it to like block blaster fire.
Didn't the Grand Inquisitor fly away with it one time?
Nope, it was the fifth brother. And the seventh sister.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. That was the same episode they died.
Oh, okay. That's
we don't talk about it. But she took, she did a very, very rare practice called, I think it's force healing, but basically how you get a red blade is you take the kyber crystal and you pour all of your hate, anger, emotions into it and it turns red. It's very rare to reverse that. It's seen as irreversible unless you heal it enough by using the light side, which is almost impossible. Barely anybody's done it. Ahsoka did it with two kyber crystals. All I'm gonna say for like a feat here is that same episode they were trying to steal some kids. The seventh sister and the fifth brother are not.
Tag team?
Yeah, they are always together. They're inseparable. Yeah, they chased Kanan, Ezra, and Zeb. Two of those were Jedi. Another one's a Lassat, like Jarl Kapal, that we talked about last episode, episode before.
I don't remember. I think it was last episode because he fought Darth Vader.
Yeah. So they knocked out all three of them because they fought them one at a time, basically. And then just the door opened, and Ahsoka just walked out of there, and like they're like, "Oh, finally." Challenge. And then both of them were on the ground within a minute. Yeah. Ahsoka quickly dispatched the fifth brother and then turned off both of her lightsabers and caught the seventh sister's blade and turned it off.
Victoria, what he just said about the seventh sister?
Yeah.
Will you accept that as his argument for that character?
What? Are you trying to eliminate
I don't have many too? Arguments.
Exactly. Well, I mean... It would be really quick. We could just knock all that out.
I have one thing to say
she's
about her.
She's not even going up against the seventh sister.
Today. Yeah, but
she's
my
next.
Character, my character that is fighting the seventh sister is arguably more powerful than Ahsoka. So
who is her character that's fighting?
Revan.
Darth Revan.
Darth Revan?
Well, he was Jedi, then Sith, and then Jedi.
Well, I don't know anything about him, so you're not getting out of it. You
know, I'll have to talk about Revan. Okay, does Aaron have to talk about the Seventh Sister now that you know that Ahsoka disarmed her so easily?
I will only let this in if you explain to me how Ahsoka and Revan are anywhere near the same.
Okay.
Actually, they fight the same. They fight very similarly.
I will do that. Aaron, what else gets?
Do I need anything else?
No, she literally
beat him.
Yeah.
And didn't she kill the guy who kills him?
Maul? No, that's Obi-Wan kills Maul.
Yeah.
No. She beat him when Maul, who kills the fifth brother. She partially helped Kanan train. Kanan disarmed the fifth brother, cut his lightsaber, and then Maul stabbed him. And she beat Maul when she was 17.
End of fifth brother.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a winner, yes?
Yes.
Who is that?
That's
okay, so...
Should I go first?
Let me say my Revan part first, because she said she needed to know how they were similar.
Mm.
I have two quotes for Revan. They were said about Revan by colleagues of his in the Jedi Order, and I think one of them was a Mandalorian warrior. After he almost single-handedly destroyed
the Great what was his name? They gave him an epithet.
I have no idea. I can't remember. I read the book about Revan, but that was a while ago. Okay, so here are two quotes. Quote number one: this is about his combat skills. It was said by Candrus Ordu, or Ordo. Okay, you, Revan, are the single greatest warrior of this age, and any battle we fight will bring me honor.
Okay.
And now for his force skills, as told by Kriya. Revan was power. It was like staring into the heart of the force.
I know you're taking direct quotes, but that sounds so faint.
Those are direct from people from Kriya.
It sounds like Kangaroos. Revan was like talking at a press conference. Just like, I'm so cool. It's just like, oh yeah, tell us why. I was like, well, let me quote my friend, Revan. You are the greatest.
It was said kind of weird. But yeah, he basically almost single handedly destroyed all of Mandalore as well
as a Sith.
Is he still a Sith?
The helmet he's wearing in that picture is actually the helmet of the leader of Mandalore, as in the Mandalorians.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Whenever he died, his body split into two souls.
That's weird.
His Jedi body turned into a ghost, and his Sith body turned into an apparition, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. He died twice, actually.
Yeah. His Force Ghost part of him helped them kill the dark side part of
it. Yeah. So, Revan, that's really powerful in Force.
And also one of the most fan favorite characters.
Oh yeah, he's very popular. Yeah.
So is Ahsoka too.
Yeah. Victoria, do you need to know anything else about Revan?
No, but I do have one question about the Seventh Sister.
Yeah.
Did she kill children too?
She helped. They were inseparable, so she helped him kidnap children.
Yeah, she can die.
Yeah, I do want to say one thing, and I want to throw shade at the Ninth Sister for this.
we're just bringing the whole
different character.
In Fallen Order, whenever you fight the Ninth Sister, she has a move where she like turns on the spinny blade thing and then throws it at you, and if you block it correctly, then she like catches it and hurts herself.
No.
Like she cuts like her arm or whatever.
I remember that.
It was a really good way to get a little chip of damage off her. There was a point where she threw her lightsaber at Ezra and he blocked it, and she caught it without hurting herself. That's why she's the Seventh Sister, not the Ninth.
Yes.
Wait, that's the only reason?
Well done. Furiously checks notes.
That's all I got.
Alright.
Okay.
Does she die?
Yes, I said she
dies.
Yeah, she also She also got... Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotta talk about that. she was fighting Ezra, and Maul was, like, trying to turn Ezra to the dark side. And then while they were fighting, like, Ezra was clearly, like, putting her on the defensive and stuff. And then Maul just started choking her out of nowhere and just, like, held her up in the air, and she dropped her lightsaber. And he was like, kill her, Ezra. Do it. And then Ezra's like, no. No. So Maul just got angry, turned on his lightsaber, and threw it in and killed her.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Aaron, I say we do the Texan one next, because that's the next least close one.
Yeah.
Should I go first? Kira? Yeah, you go first.
All right, I have Daenerys Targaryen.
Minus dragon.
Wait, what?
Plus street criminal.
Street plus... It's like a perk that she's unlocked.
Choose your character.
Street criminal. Okay.
For those of y'all that watch Solo, this is
Jesus,
the other main character.
Why do you have so many notes?
I write everything down.
Oh my god.
He writes too much down.
She was Han Solo's first love, grew up orphan on Corellia, working for the Pike Syndicate.
Sounds depressed.
It'd be depressing.
Depressing one.
Yeah, whenever her and Han tried to escape Han. In Solo. Okay, shut Lando. can I call you Han?
Yes.
It's Han.
Right there. In case you're wondering, this is the t-shirt for the Empire Strikes Back.
With...
I mean,
for some reason, Darth Vader.
There.
No, but they can't really see it, though.
Can Aaron finish
can
talking?
I have a question.
No.
Aaron brought
that's
this up
not
in
your
the
job.
In break. Aaron, this is for you. This is a question for you.
Wait till the end.
Yeah. Why does Darth Vader have two lightsabers on my shirt?
No.
Okay, so whenever Kira and Han tried to escape Corellia, Han got away. She did not. The Pikes sold her into slavery to another guy, and then that guy sold her to Dryden Vos. Vision.
Kind of.
So Daenerys Targaryen is now working for Vision.
Who is a crime boss.
Yes. No.
No, not current. You remember what happened.
Yeah, she murdered him.
Yeah. She's working
she's
for a different
girl.
Crime boss.
Yeah.
She's that
what
girl.
Is her? What is her actress's name?
I've been trying
to remember that this entire time.
I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure if you just looked her up, you could figure it out. Like Google.
I can't remember her name either.
I'm presenting a character.
Amelia Clark.
Yes, Amelia
okay.
Clark.
There you go.
Boom.
That.
Nailed it.
She was trained in Taras Kasi. Don't know if I'm saying that right. I don't know how to say an A with the marker of those two dots above it.
With an
umlaut? Yeah. I don't know how to say an A with an umlaut.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've taken German.
Okay. Well, then all hope is lost. Both of Taras Kasi, both of those
don't
A's.
Don't talk like that, Aaron. There's always hope.
Wow. What are you, Star Wars? She was trained in Taras Kasi. Taras Kasi was a martial art designed to take down Jedi. And she was very proficient at it. She later met Solo. Huh?
It's a good thing she's not fighting a Jedi.
She later met Han again. They did a whole thing. She tricked both Han and Voss and stabbed him.
Chewie. She tricked Chewie, too.
That's evil.
And that's just evil. Chewie is very trusting.
Chewie wasn't in the room when she betrayed them, though. So.
Yeah, but he knows.
He could tell when Han showed up later and was sad.
Yeah, he's like...
No.
Han's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the ship flies away.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Great synopsis.
Did that full thing. Then she took over Crimson Dawn under the command of Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Of Crime Lord Maul. Yeah. I like that title.
Crime Lord
Maul.
That
was supposed to be a joke, but I actually like that title. She's normally equipped with a blaster pistol and an electro sword. Two electro swords that like basically act as like batons, kind of.
Batons.
No. the other than the Terrascasi thing, the best I have is whenever Han was trapped in Kryptonite. Whenever Han was trapped in Kryptonite, Crimson Dawn stole it from Boba Fett, and then she was like trying to auction Han off.
I don't remember this part.
It was in the comics.
Wait, so she is still alive at that point?
Yeah.
In the story?
Yeah.
When did she die?
On the bad side of
she
Darth
hasn't
Maul?
Died yet.
Oh, she hasn't died yet?
Darth Maul just didn't, like, you know.
No, no. They just worked much more closely. Like, he was talking.
He wasn't joking. It wasn't ominous.
It was ominous, but he was being literal.
They just work in the same building.
Yeah, yeah. So you can keep an eye on it. No middleman.
No middleman. Yeah. Just keeping the eye on it now.
Yeah.
Until he gets sliced in quarters.
Yeah, until he got quartered by old Ben Kenobi.
Old Ben.
But then, does she get promoted since he's quartered?
Yeah, is she promoted now?
Well, I guess. No, they all just kind of go their separate ways. So I guess in a way. But it's like if the company, like, fell apart and now it's, like, 20 different companies and you're in charge of one of those companies.
So she's like, still in charge of something.
Was the Crimson Dawn in The Force Awakens?
Are you talking about the red guy?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That guy does have a clone in his group, though. Kix from the Clone Wars. The 501st medic.
That's too much. Move on.
I'll tell you about it later. And y'all should look it up. We don't have any clones here, which makes me sad, but anyway.
The clones are cool.
Clones are cool. I love clones.
Damn.
Move on.
We don't think they are.
But whenever she was trying to auction Han off, Darth Vader showed up. And then basically she challenged him.
Did he win the auction?
No. He's like, we're not having an auction. He's like, you're going to pay off. And then he pulled out a lightsaber. He's like, he pulled out the two lightsabers and was like, this is your payment.
He doesn't have two lightsabers.
But she fought Darth Vader. So I'm with the electrobatons.
Cool.
She
lost, but...
Did she live, though?
Aaron, say
she
Plutons. Did.
That's how
say
you know Plutons.
That.
Jesus Christ.
Baton. Baton.
Bears. Beats.
No. That's trademarked.
Battlestar. That's trademarked.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. It's copyrighted.
Anyway, we're spending too much time on this.
But
she did impress Vader with her skill. But then he, like...
It's just because he thought she was going to be an easy kill.
Yeah,
and then probably. He picked her up in the Force and threw her against a wall.
He's like, he showed up and he's like, I could two moves. Like, he made a bet with his Stormtrooper captain or whatever. Like, two moves. And then she, like, made it five moves. And then the Stormtrooper captain's like, pay up. And then Vader sliced him in half.
No, he choked to the death.
Or pushed him off a mountain.
Yeah.
Any of those things that he does to Stormtroopers.
Yeah, but either way, she did survive an encounter with Vader. Not by running away, but by finding him, and Vader's like, I'm at least impressed. And then he took Han and walked away.
Ah.
Some then, things you never knew.
Yeah. So that's Kira. That's all I got.
Okay.
She's relatively new, so.
Oh, yeah. I have Thexan. We had his brother last week, Arcan. Thexan is supposedly the dark side brother of the Eternal Twins.
Is he the one that kills his brother?
No. That's Arcan.
Oh.
The light side brother. It was definitely more. He was more dark side brother than the other dark side brother. The actual dark side
Thexan
brother.
Thexan was like that's the nice one, you know. He was like always looking after his brother.
Compassionate.
Like, good guy. He was clearly the good side, like the light side, right? And then Arcan was definitely the dark side. But that's it is what it is.
Bad long term choice there, Dad.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. So Thexan was, I think. For some reason, I want to say that Thexan was probably the older brother, just the way that it worked out between the two of them, and the way he acted and stuff.
I'm going to say that you're the better. Yeah, you're just
that's
talking.
That's how it goes with twins, especially when they're raised in a force-sensitive household and forced to fight each other every day.
That's how that That sounds like a
Is he talking from experience?
We're forced to fight each other every day, and Thexen literally in his entire career fighting Sith, Jedi, his own brother, his dad, his sister, those clone trooper things, anybody who came up against him, he lost once. He lost once.
That wasn't in the trailer.
And the only time he lost to Arcann and died.
That's because he wasn't expecting it.
That's because Arcann turned to the dark side and then went full dark side.
Yeah, he went
against him, and it was unexpected, and Thexen was surprised, surprised when Arcann finally beat him.
You know what I'm surprised about? And
sliced him, like, right here.
He has a sister.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
It's no. In the trailer.
Boy?
In the trailer? What?
Get learned.
Yeah, the sister.
Go watch the trailer.
Okay. Again. Watch it again.
Shame on you for not like knowing that. Obviously, you missed He's out. Supposed to be a Star Wars fan, this guy. Can you believe that?
Oh.
Look at him.
I don't know the Old Republic that well.
What a shame. Anyways, that's about it. He was just as powerful as Arcann is, and we went over how powerful Arcann was last week. I showed
He
Victoria.
Didn't get blown up, half blown up.
Yeah, he didn't get half blown up,
oh, yeah,
Arcann.
He didn't.
I showed Victoria the trailer.
I did see the trailer, yes.
It was pretty good, though, right?
It was a good trailer, yeah. Until he died. That was sad.
Well, I was asking Aaron, I was like, do you think their dad, like, pit them against each other and the plan was for one of them to always kill the other one?
Dude, do you remember how quick that dad showed up behind them? Behind Arcann after Thexen died? He was just, like, standing there and, like, reached out his hand. Like, yeah. 100%. He wanted one of them to kill.
No, shut up. I have things to say. I'm pretty sure that the entire plot of everything was for there to be the brother that, like, rose to the top. I think he wanted there to be, you know...
The winner.
So then he could, like...
Dad's only like winners.
Yeah. So he could, like, deem them the... I'm sorry. I did not mean it to go that way. He did that. But
he was, like, salutatory. You're talking about winners. Yeah, you weren't valedictorian, you loser. You big dummy.
No, stop. You're making it bad.
Neither were you.
No, I was. I was like 74. And I was like top 20%. It's whatever.
You're like amazing.
It's like top.
I graduated with honors from a 4-year university in 3 years. What you got?
Yeah, you
I'm about to graduate with honors in the honors college in 3 years.
It's whatever. I don't really care. Which one of us has a job?
Listen here. Shut up. No
You're out of college.
Anyway.
This is as close to a job as you have.
Yep.
Arcann won out overall, and it was a part of the plan.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you need to know anything else about Thexen?
I don't really think so.
Aaron, do you need to know anything more about Thexen?
I'll watch the trailer.
He will watch the trailer because he is... a dumb who didn't know that he had a sister. Victoria, do you have a winner?
Yeah.
Who's the winner?
Well, it's Thexen.
Obviously, Kira.
No, I think Kira would put up a good fight, but I feel like at the end of the day, like Thexen didn't go down.
She could call up her dragons.
She doesn't have dragons.
That's the wrong show.
She could call up her dragons.
Look at his shirt.
This wasn't even on purpose.
You totally were that on purpose.
That's the wrong podcast, Aaron.
This wasn't on purpose.
Completely different podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to Talking Game of Thrones. Thexen. I feel like. Was it close, Victoria?
I'd say it would be a good fight.
How long
I
would this fight last?
I do not care what your thought process
How
is.
How long
would
We have a bigger
opinions.
Fight. We have bigger fish.
Fry.
No, we have bigger fish. They're sitting
fish.
In the corner of the room.
Oh, wow.
Is
I,
that salmon?
Is that salmon? I think it's a flounder.
How'd you get salmon?
The fight would last like a good 15 to 20 minutes.
No.
You've got to stop dying.
There is no way. It is rare for a fight in Star Wars to last that long.
Okay, fine. Then, like, what is it?
It's just like Obi-Wan and Anakin. That's like the longest fight there is.
Yeah. It's okay. Also the long, in, like, movie history, too. Longest continuous duel.
Yeah.
Okay, how long was Kylo Ren and what's her face's fight?
Which time?
Ray? Yes. How long was there?
Which fight?
Yeah, which time? They fought several times.
You talking about like the ocean fight?
The rain
the
fight.
Forest
yeah,
fight?
The
oh, where Kylo just like walked through
a I'm about to talk about that. So.
That's my favorite scene in movie history.
It is a really good scene.
It's the most extra thing I've seen anybody do.
How long did that fight last?
He just brooded through the waves. I would say maybe like 5-10 minutes.
5-10 minutes? Okay. So then I will say...
More on the 10-minute side.
Okay. Then I will say this fight will last about 5 minutes.
I feel like that's healthy.
Okay.
I feel like that's too much.
Good enough. Maybe if they have talking.
Is there talking
involved
dialogue.
In this fight?
Yeah. Thexon wasn't...
say a single word.
Thexon's
no.
not a talker.
He's not a talker.
Kira's just talking to him.
Kira is a talker.
Kira is a talker, yes.
Yeah.
She's trying to get into his head.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on.
This is the big one.
We have the big one. This is the first time we might actually have a good fight in this tournament so far.
Good fight, yes.
Good fight.
Entertaining fight. This would be the second. Because Jar Jar to fall into Darth Vader would be,
that would be entertaining.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, but Darth Vader, I feel like, would easily end up winning.
Yeah, we know who will win.
Darth Vader.
He's written on there.
You can't see that on the camera.
It's light green.
Why did you point at it?
It's over my head. It says Darth Vader right there. All right. Aaron, who wants to go first?
You should go first.
I should go first?
Yeah, I have more stuff than you. Buryaga's new.
That's just the Buryaga. Yeah, Buryaga's a new character. Alright, so I have Buryaga, who was actually on the cover of Light of the Jedi.
Hmm.
Buryaga is a Wookiee. And a Wookiee Jedi. I think he's pretty much full grown. What do you think, Aaron? You think he's a full
around.
Grown Wookiee?
He's still a Padawan.
Yeah,
but he's like, I would say size wise,
everybody else.
I would say every Wookiee's ahead of him.
Yeah, I feel like he's
close to full grown.
Yeah,
account.
He's pretty close to full grown. So we're looking at like a 7 foot tall, like Wookiee. And we all know how strong Wookiees are, strength wise. What makes Buryaga special, however, is that he was present during the rescue efforts on Hetzal Prime in that book.
The Great Emergence, I think.
That's
how it's called retroactively.
It was...
Respectively. Retrospectively.
Really, it's kind of complicated to tell you what happened, but there was a ship that exploded...
In hyperspace.
But it got ran through in hyperspace. Like, it crashed into another ship.
No, it narrowly avoided it and it fell apart.
Yeah, but it's, like, disintegrated and there's, like, pieces of it falling down to the planet Hetzal Prime. And...
The Jedi and the Republic were involved in... evacuating and stopping the emergency.
Yeah, so at one point somebody decided, hey, let's just blow these pieces up. Because it'll shatter it and it'll make it easier. Because
they're moving.
Less dangerous.
Yeah, they're moving at light speed.
Yeah,
they're
moving pretty close to light speed, right into a planet. So they started destroying things, but then Buryaga, a Padawan, sitting in the back of a Jedi fighter. Was the only person...
With three other masters with him.
Yeah, with three other masters. Full Jedi masters. Some of them on the council.
One of them on the council.
No, there were multiple council
members. It was Tayami and...
There were multiple there.
There was only four of them there. His master... Nibaseek was the only one on the council.
His master is Nibaseek.
Yeah.
But
old woman.
On the planet, there was somebody else that was on the council.
Well, there were a ton of people on the council.
And then, of course, Yoda was involved.
Yoda was in Coruscant, though.
Yeah, but Yoda was involved from a distance.
Yeah, because he's that powerful.
Yeah, he's that powerful. But Buryaga was the only one present that sensed the people still alive within this parts of the ships.
Buryaga's the one that found it. That could say why. Buryaga.
Because Buryaga is extremely empathetic. Like, more than anybody else.
It's his special skill.
Far better than basically any Jedi master, council member, anything.
Yeah.
And that's as a Padawan. So he finally, the problem is that, of course, he speaks Shriwok, and very rarely does anybody else speak that language.
Nibaseek
learned it because she had to.
Yeah, because...
Unfortunately, that makes Buryaga nervous in public settings. He doesn't want to interact because they can't understand him.
Yeah, he's like socially awkward.
Yeah, he's socially awkward, but he's like 7 feet tall.
And he's
like
a massive
bear.
Teddy bear.
Yeah, he's a massive teddy bear. This like socially awkward teddy bear.
In this big party, he walked up to this lonely kid.
I was about to get there.
Yeah.
After they saved all of these people's lives thanks to Buriaga, there was a kid whose parents had died on the ship, and like he wasn't talking to anybody. He had just shut down, and nobody could get him to talk. And then Buriaga just walked up without saying a single word, and then sensed that the kid just needed like love, and just gave him a hug. In the middle of, like, a party, like the kid was just scared out of his mind because he didn't know anybody there, and it's just the middle of a party, and then Buriaga just walks up and gives him a hug, and then, like, pushes some, like, positive feeling towards him. Like, through the force, like, pushes positive feeling towards him to make the kid feel better.
And the kid started talking to him.
And the kid started talking. And
even
then,
though he didn't know Sri Wook.
Yeah, and then Buriaga was able to kind of...
He was
like
able to
up and get him to like people that needed to see him.
He brought him to Nib so that they could talk about what the kid knew.
Yeah,
because he knew something.
Yeah, he knew like
particular.
About
I can't remember
about the what like it was.
What happened?
The Nihil are the reason this happened, which is the bad guy in the bad guy organization in the High Republic.
Hyperspace skipping gang.
Yeah, but it's complicated.
Yeah,
and we're not going to get into it.
Their Nihil aren't here.
So basically you got a Jedi who is the size of Chewbacca, maybe a little bit smaller, and is stronger than everybody else there, physically stronger than everybody else there, and is able to radiate good feelings and solve people's problems through the Force, and is able to soothe people. And another thing that's kind of cool, his lightsaber, he wields a blue lightsaber, which almost certainly is bigger than everybody else's, just because that's just how it works.
It's a size to that.
Yeah, a size to his body mass. But it's a crossguard.
It's not crossguard like Kylo's.
Yeah, it's crossguard like in the shape of Excalibur.
Yeah, his handle is shaped with a crossguard, but it doesn't turn on as
it's actually modeled after Excalibur.
Yeah.
From Arthurian legend.
Yeah.
But almost certainly the lightsaber is the crossguards are lightsaber proof.
Yeah, it's assumed.
Yeah, because I mean, why would they be decorative? Because they kind of get in the way.
Maybe so it's a better handle.
Yeah, but like think about it. If I had a lightsaber that looked like that, I would make those crossguards out of something that would repel a lightsaber.
Durasteel
or something like that.
Yeah.
That way, like, if a lightsaber... I know they're not supposed to do this because scientific reasons, but when they're crossed, if one, like, slides down, it stops before it gets to your hand.
Yeah.
So, like, it's you have a guard there.
Yeah. Which has happened to... Ray tried to do that to Kylo at one point.
Yeah. And it got, like, locked there, didn't it?
Yeah, it locked... Like, she pushed it down and it locked against his... they actually call it Quillians in Star Wars, the crossguard part.
Yeah, his... Kylo's crossguards is different.
Yeah, they are lightsabers.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Buriaga is so new that that's pretty much all that we have. I no doubt we will learn more about him and as he becomes a Jedi Master, which he is doubtlessly close to, because he is already this strong in the Force. And I will point out, Wookiee Jedi Masters are very rare.
Wookiee Jedi are very rare.
Yes, but... When there is a Wookiee Jedi, they are always stupid powerful.
That's because Kajik is a planet naturally strong in the Force.
Yeah. And the Wookiee are just, like, cheat codes for everything.
That's because Wookiees are great.
In that book I was reading, The Heir to the Empire?
Yeah.
Chewie and one of the other Wookiee leaders escaped attacks from assassins by climbing on the underside of a 300-foot-tall tree.
Yeah, that sounds like,
Wookiees. At that time. On the underside of the tree.
Sounds like a Wookiee thing.
Did you know that Wookiees have climbing claws like bears?
Well, I mean, at the time, it was the 90s, so they could have.
Yeah.
At the
time. They're retractable. They have, who is it? Black cats and stuff?
Like Black Panther.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like, they come out and then it helps them climb on the bottom of the tree. But, yeah, that's Buriaga. Unfortunately, that's all the information I have on Buriaga. Buriaga, one of my favorite new characters in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, same. Dude, I love Buriaga. It is a massive shame that he has to fight Kylo. Kylo is also relatively new.
Worried.
Showing up on the scene in 2015.
Well, I mean, he's based off of
He's based off of, kind of based off of Ben Skywalker.
Yeah, Ben Skywalker. Or Legends. Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
Or not Anakin Skywalker.
Did you close our bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yes, I haven't heard them for very long.
I think they sleep. Not Anakin Skywalker. Ben. Anakin Solo.
Yes.
Legends.
There is one drawback. There's a drawback Hayden hasn't mentioned about Buriaga. This is a spoiler for the most recent one. Whatever that, I think, is it called Into the Dark?
I think so. I think it's Into the Dark.
Into the Dark? No, Into the Dark is the young adult.
It's
the new adult novel.
It came out like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, so this does contain some spoilers for it.
It was a good book.
Rising Storm.
Rising Storm. Okay.
Yes. So, spoiler warning here. When the Nihil attacked basically the World's Fair, the Star Wars equivalent of the World's Fair, Buriaga was there, and other Jedi were remembering him and were pitying him so hard because his empathy goes both ways. He can feel good feelings. But bad feelings of hatred, fear, feelings of people dying, weakens him and distracts him.
I think
and causes him to mourn.
For the future, I think that's just because he's so young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's
for the future of the character.
Yeah, okay. No.
I feel like
that's not like the future of the podcast.
No, I feel like for the future of the character, I feel like he'll get over that.
Yeah. More.
He just needs to talk to Yoda a little bit.
More encounters he has with the Nihil, the better he'll get.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kylo. So this is that's the big thing there. Kylo is so full of rage. Like, if there's one word to describe Kylo, it's rage.
Everything he does is angry.
Yeah. Is furious. So Buriaga going into this, he's not gonna be feeling emotionally centered. Because he's going to walk up and he's going to instantly feel Kylo giving off feelings of anger, betrayal, fear, and just pure rage. And that can throw Buriaga off right away. Actually making his empathetic powers kind of work against him. So, Kylo Ren is the son of Han Solo and Leia Organa. Awesome. Or Leia Skywalker, if you go by her birth name.
Leia Organa Solo.
He was sought by Luke to be his apprentice, his star pupil, in his Jedi Academy, in his new Jedi Order, because of how he has the Skywalker blood and was one of the most powerful ones yet. Eventually, Palpatine, through Snoke, kind of slowly penetrated his mind and made him more arrogant, played off of it, making him more dark. And then eventually Kylo had a really, really big misunderstanding with Luke one night. And then collapsed the hut on them and killed everyone in that Jedi Order. And joined the Knights of Ren. And then became the leader of the Knights of Ren. And then led the First Order. Later he became Palpatine's apprentice. He killed his father. Assassinated Luke. Oh yeah, killed Snoke. Helped kill Palpatine, but
He helped. Kylo Ren did not.
Oh yeah, help yeah, yeah. My bad. Palpatine. I forgot Ben's here.
Shame on him.
Subtract
points from this man.
Okay, points deducted.
Boom.
We're keeping points.
You didn't know that. Subtract more points from him.
Okay, points deducted.
How many points do you have?
More than you.
Give you me a number. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how many numbers he has. He doesn't know how many points he has.
Did you know how many you had?
-5.
You know that now.
I kept count.
+5.
No, you don't.
We're tied.
Deduct points from him.
Okay, points deducted.
I don't like this game anymore.
Oh, the only person who could actually turn him back to the light was his own mother, Leia.
And her dying.
Yeah, it took her death, her sacrificial death to do that. So, Kylo is kind of a hodgepodge of lightsaber forms. He's seen, it's not explicitly mentioned which one he used, so people analyzed it, and it came back with he used a combination of 1, 4, 5, and 7. The
so
biggest...
He's just angry, man.
Yeah. One, the basic forms, which he used... Deduct more points from him.
Okay. Points deducted.
I don't know what happened.
Negative 10.
Use form 1, the basic fighting form. Form 4, which is more acrobatic. Form 5, which is very offensive and strength based. And form 7, which is the most offensive based you can get, most drawn up. It's Mace Windu as well. And it's also the hardest lightsaber form to use.
From the dark side.
Yeah. He also is well versed in Jarkai, which is two lightsabers.
I got a question. Do you think he's like mentally sane?
Mentally sane?
Yeah.
As Kylo Ren, no.
I didn't think so.
He uses, as stated before, he uses an unstable red cross guard so that it's kind of shaking like electricity.
I've read one time that it was because the Kyber crystal on his lightsaber's cracked.
Yeah, it's cracked in the crossguard formation. He said he could stabilize it so that it was more like the High Republic crossguards, but he liked how volatile it was.
It's like lightning.
Yeah, it looks like electricity.
Makes a different noise than everything else too.
Yeah, so he has a lot of things, force powers. He has force rage, which he uses so much. He channels his rage to empower himself, to make himself stronger, more durable.
It doubtfully weakens him, though.
Huh?
It definitely weakens him.
How?
Okay, so think about it. Whenever he uses the Force Rage, he just, like, runs through whoever he's fighting.
Hmm.
Right? Unless that person is able to fend him off until he is tired. And then it's just
He's never done that.
That's how that always happens.
That's
how that happens.
Name a time.
Every time.
What time? Deduct points from him. he's just making vague generalizations.
Okay, give at least one time or you will
specifically
have 4 points.
It's not Kylo. And it happens like it's the I'm sure it happens at some point. Because it happened in the
Wait,
video
you said
games.
It didn't happen
it
to Kylo?
Retract that entire argument, please. Please just forget about that, because that's...
You have to make a better argument.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that argument
does
not...
The entire point is that it doesn't make him tired. He has advanced telekinesis telepathy, jump, all that. He's specially known for his ability of force stasis or force freeze, where he's able to freeze somebody for a prolonged period of time, and he's also able to freeze blaster bolts, which he did the first time we actually see him use the Force. He stopped Poe and a blaster bolt, let Poe go, had a full conversation with Poe, placed him on the ship, walked around a little bit, got onto the ship, and then finally let the blaster bolt go, which is incredibly hard because that's literally charged plasma and it's not something you can hold on to, really.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are we in this particular fight, is this Kylo, like, at the beginning of...
Right, this is...
Of, The Last Jedi. Or not The Last Jedi, of,
I remember Kylo murdering people on Mustafar in the beginning of Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, that's what I was talking
about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. The full power Kylo.
Okay.
He's able to probe people's... He's the, able to get inside people's minds and see all of their memories, see what they're thinking, and he's said to be the best at this ability. He's especially good at force choke, speed. He can make people go to sleep with a wave of his hand. He's also able to reinforce himself. An example of this, in Force Awakens, whenever he gets shot with a bowcaster, whenever Chewie shoots him in the stomach. Yeah. You saw the other stormtroopers. They flew across a room, but all it did was bring him to his knees and then he got back up. That's because he used his force rage and reinforced himself with the force to make himself more durable and actually use that pain to make himself stronger. And as you can see later, when he like slams his fist into his side,
multiple times.
Oh yeah, and like there's blood all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any injury actually makes him stronger because it makes him more angry. And with Ray's not, this is not an actual thing, so it doesn't matter. With Ray, he's actually powerful enough, and when the dyad is connected, because he's in a dyad with Ray, that they're able to basically teleport. Themselves and their surroundings.
You can't use that right now.
No, I just wanted to point it out.
For them. Like, this
is not for the argument. I'm just pointing that out for them.
Okay.
This is not part of the argument.
No, scratch that from the...
Yeah.
The
record, yeah.
Okay. So do I need to go into...
No.
Imagine I do?
No, because I feel like Aiden has an argument. So...
Is it because he's a Wookiee?
What?
What do you mean?
I have a full-fledged argument.
Yeah, no, I...
No, I have one, too. Yeah, I can get into it.
Okay.
Tell Miles to stop doing that.
Okay, Miles, stop doing that, for one. You do your argument first, then you...
But he's not done with his thing.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Go ahead.
Finish your thing.
So, one of the first things here is, Kylo, in his reinforcement, also makes himself extremely strong. Strong enough that doing that sent Hux slamming into a wall and with broken bones and stuff. His force ability is able to throw people from like sitting down into the ceiling, and in the novelization it said that the people around them could hear all of his bones breaking before he choked to death on the ceiling. Yeah. Whenever Kylo fought, whenever he was still an apprentice and still a Jedi, he fought two of his fellow Jedi. They were Padawans, but just barely as well in this new Jedi Order. And he collapsed two, 100-foot-tall statues on them. After they already tried to fight. After they learned that he was kind of turning to the dark side, he collapsed two statues on them. They tried to stop him, and after a quick fight, yeah. And one of the times, hey, I have an actual question. You remember the Gundarks from Clone Wars?
Sounds familiar.
Okay. This thing is around the size of a Gundark. It's like a bear mixed with a warthog. It's much bigger than a Wookiee. I'd say if it stood up straight, probably 12 to 15 feet tall. But it's hunched over, and that brings it to about 8 feet tall. And I'm going to say it's around... It's probably 300 to 700 pounds.
Okay.
Depending on how much muscle there is. Which there looks like a lot. At one point, one of those... Kylo was attacked by several of those... And one of those charged him charged at him out of nowhere and surprised him. And then just by doing that, he choked its throat instantly. He crushed its throat instantly.
Okay.
And I'm calling that out because that thing is bigger than a Wookiee. Much bigger than a Wookiee. And all.
Force.
Huh?
Doesn't have any, force guarding.
Yes, but it is more strong. It is more durable than a Wookiee because it's how muscle and. It's a predator.
Okay.
And it's bigger than a Wookiee. And all it in mid-charge, Kylo just stopped and kind of turned sideways and crushed its throat. He's been seen throwing creatures around that are bigger than Wookiees with his bare hands without using the Force. Also, since his fighting technique is a mixture of several different things, Buriaga has never seen something like this before. And Buriaga, I should also point out, has never been trained in lightsaber combat. He's been trained as a necessity.
He's a Jedi apprentice.
Yes.
He has been trained.
When has he fought somebody with a lightsaber?
Just because we haven't seen him fight anybody with a lightsaber doesn't mean he hasn't been trained
You're missing the point.
When they get to apprentice stage, knows how to use a lightsaber.
How long was... At the time of the High Republic, how long was it before someone saw a Sith?
It had been a while.
Yeah, so nobody...
But they're not just carrying around their lightsaber for show.
They're doing it for blasters.
Yes.
And it was particularly noted by Jedi Masters that whenever they fought the Nihil and they had vibroblades, that it was much harder. Because they were so used to blasters.
Well, the vibroblades also, like, pushed it back. They, like, repelled the lightsaber.
A little bit. But my point here is, in the High Republic, the Jedi were not fighting Sith for a long time.
No.
So they were not as well-versed in one-on-one combat that you would typically have. Kylo Ren, that's all he knows. Whenever he first became Kylo Ren, he fought 20-odd students.
What makes them odd?
Around. He fought around 20 students in lightsaber combat and killed all of them.
So if we're jumping to conclusions about them as people.
I should also point out, part of his force power, in that one night, you know how the temple was burning? It was burning because he got so angry that red storm clouds started showing up. The same color, and his eyes turned red. And then they struck the entire place was struck by lightning that he created. So if he gets angry enough, he's able to do something that something so powerful, the only other person that could do it was Yoda.
Okay.
Yeah. So, keep that in mind for this fight. And also keep in mind, once again, Buriaga is so empathetic that that everything comes into him without him controlling it. If it's a good feeling, then he's in a great place. He's off around the Nihil because of how angry they are. And the Nihil are not nearly as angry as Kylo Ren. So being in the presence of somebody who's more powerful than the average Sith, and more powerful than most of the Sith, really, because he's a Skywalker, and also an extremely powerful dark side user. Feeling that is going to throw Buriaga way off, and it's going to put Buriaga at a major deficit going into this fight.
Okay, here you go.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Alright, can I argue with you?
Go ahead.
As you know, Eric, you as well, you read the book.
Yes.
As did I. Buriaga was not out the entire fight. He was only knocked, for a loop at the beginning of the fight.
The people were talking through the entire thing. Like, Buriaga was still thrown off throughout the entire thing.
Yes, but he wasn't incapacitated. He was still conscious.
Well, no, he wasn't. I never said he was unconscious.
He was still in. He was still there. Right? Yeah. Like, he was still
able
there.
Able to work at a major deficit.
But he was still able to work. Okay. Kylo Ren, do you recall when he died?
You're talking about, the metaphorically or when he died?
When Kylo Ren died.
When Leia reached out to him?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not really when Kylo Ren died. Kylo Ren died when he got distracted from Leia reaching out to him and pushing empathy into him.
Yeah, you know why?
And then he got stabbed in the chest.
Okay.
He got distracted and for a split second got stabbed in the chest. Yes?
You know why he got distracted? She pushed all of her power to basically reach out to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he got distracted because it was his mother.
Okay.
Not because it was some random Wookiee you just met.
Okay. Well, I mean, the little kid that Buriaga was able to help...
is not a Force user.
Didn't know who that was. Those people on the ship, or what used to be the ship. Right?
Here's the thing, though. Those people on the ship and that child, none of them were versed in the Force, for one. They were all ordinary people who have never encountered a Force thing before. Not a fully, trained man in both the Jedi ways and dark side ways of the Knights of Ren, and also someone who's he can resist the Force. And he's, they're also not as angry. They're like sad because they went through a ton of trauma, but like they're processing grief. He's actively letting in as much rage as he possibly can.
Okay, you remember that old show we used to watch? It was like the Ultimate Warrior or whatever, or it was like Spartans versus
Deadliest Warrior.
Yes, yeah. Deadliest Warrior. Okay, I'm gonna jump straight to the end. I'm gonna tell you what I think will happen in this fight. Okay, they both show up. Buriaga is thrown off by his rage and his anger. Okay. Kylo starts doing like yelly Kylo things. Okay. Buriaga gets himself together because it's a life or death situation. And he does not want to die. No matter who you are, he doesn't want to die. Okay. Kylo Ren has been thrown off in the past by empathy.
His mother's.
He's been thrown off in the past only, by empathy.
Only his and mother's.
And it caused him to lose a fight.
Only his mother's.
But he was thrown off by empathy. Buriaga, as we know, is more powerful than pretty much anybody when it comes to empathy.
No,
in the Jedi Order, yes.
The High Republic, yes.
Yes.
Not Leia Organa. She's more powerful than Luke Skywalker.
Hey, think about it. This is Leia Organa from across the galaxy. We're talking about Buriaga in the same, like, within 10 meters of him.
Kylo so also.
The power has to be pretty much the same.
No.
Yes.
Dude, okay, it doesn't even matter with power, because Kylo Ren was thrown off not because someone gave him empathy. It's because the person who gave him empathy, he felt his mother's presence again.
Okay.
He felt his mother again, and that's what threw him off. So here's the other part of this. Buriaga is not trained to fight a Sith. He's not. He's just not. Nobody during that time was. Nobody was prepared to fight somebody like Kylo Ren. And Kylo Ren was completely prepared to fight somebody with a lightsaber.
Yes, but Kylo Ren has been shown to lose to people who didn't even know how to fight with a lightsaber.
Who are the most powerful person in the galaxy.
She's a sand girl who's never held a lightsaber before and then beat him.
She's not officially trained, but she was trained in street fighting. That's why she threw him off. That's why she threw him off.
Okay, Buriaga is trained in the ways of a lightsaber.
Except not to fight somebody with one.
But he's trained in the ways of a lightsaber. Yes. He knows how to use a lightsaber. Yeah.
Also, Victoria.
Yeah.
Buriaga. This is not then thus mentioned. In the books, Buriaga was never seen pulling out a lightsaber. He was in fighters all the time.
Yes.
So he's not. He was never seen in active combat on the ground. So we don't even know how good of a lightsaber combatant he is. So that's a massive question mark. Kylo Ren, on the other hand, fought Praetorian guards like here, like the most well trained people outside of Jedi and Sith themselves, and the Knights of probably equal to Knights of Ren around. But extremely well-trained people. And he fought... During that fight, he fought three of them at a time consistently. And then and was killing them off like nothing. Buriaga gets thrown off hard by anger. And that's not going to be something he can... He's never felt anger like this. So he's going to be thrown off for a prolonged period of time. And he's going to be involved in the fight, yes. But he's not going to be anywhere near the capacity that he's able to fight with.
What I'm feeling is that Buriaga will just radiate empathy. Just out. Like, just radiate the empathy. And that'll distract Kylo Ren enough for Buriaga to figure out how to turn his lightsaber on.
Except it doesn't. Okay, Kylo Ren was able to resist his father coming up to him, and
who didn't? But his father wasn't radiating empathy.
Finish. Let me finish. Force. Dude, okay. You all, he was able to resist his father coming up to him and telling him that he's perfectly fine with who he is, and then he killed his father. Like, he didn't care. And that's still in conflict, Kylo. Also, you know, people with the Force have this kind of barrier around them.
Yes.
That when other people try to do something with the Force, that it doesn't work as well. That's why they have to try to catch them off guard with it. So that they can actually use the Force on them. So if Buriaga is radiating empathy, it'll be like a river hitting a stone, and it's not going to wear down. Because Buriaga is not as powerful as Kylo Ren.
No.
And Kylo Ren's going to have full anger out. And if you want to go with radiating empathy, Kylo Ren is going to be radiating pure rage, which is going to overwhelm. Buriaga's not prepared to fight against pure rage. And that's going to wear down Buriaga's defenses to the point where Buriaga is vulnerable.
I don't know. I just feel like my Buriaga would be able to radiate empathy, and he's better with a lightsaber than you're giving him credit for.
You don't know that. You've never actually seen Buriaga fight with a lightsaber. He's fought a couple times in the comics, but not against somebody who, not in a close quarters combat. Kylo Ren, the only thing that could possibly distract him empathy-wise is if he knew you super well. If he knew you, if you were his parents. Which Buriaga is not his parents. It's not going to throw him off.
Just to wrap this up, okay? Kylo Ren is at odds with himself. He is not sure of who he is. He's constantly has conflict going on within him. And he just wants that to be resolved. That's why he killed his father. It didn't work. Okay? I'm glad you said it was the beginning of Rise of Skywalker, Kylo, because that is the most
angry,
but also the most conflicted version of Kylo.
That's not okay. You know how he resolved his conflicted feelings? By being more angry. By diving deeper into the dark side. The things that caused him to be conflicted were, once again, the things he knew super well. Rey, Luke, Han, Leia. Those are the only things. Chewie was able to get him like that, but he's not going to be thrown off because it's a Wookiee. He's not going to be thrown off with this random person he just met. If Buriaga is going to be radiating empathy, it's going to be something foreign to him. And he's going... And if he... With how much Kylo Ren lashes out, if some stranger shows up and tries to help him, he's going to immediately lash out against it. He's not going to accept Buriaga's empathy.
I think it would go long enough for Buriaga to figure out what was wrong with him. And then compensate by radiating energy through the Force that would crack Kylo's facade.
If you want to go that way, Kylo is also the master of getting into someone's mind with the Force. Enough to get in there to feel what Buriaga fears. And then he can start bringing that memory forward and use that against Buriaga. And then that causes Buriaga to fall apart from the inside.
I feel like this is closer than you think it would be.
Here's the main part of this argument. Buriaga is inexperienced fighting a Sith. He's never fought. The Nihil is the most angry he's ever experienced. The most anger he's ever experienced. And those were a bunch of hyped up drug addicts. He's never felt somebody who was so powerful in pain and anger and pure rage that he could do the things that Kylo can, that he can stop plasma.
But he would want to help Kylo.
Yeah, and that would... Okay, with Kylo. Anytime you try to help Kylo, he's defensive about it. If you try to help Kylo, he's going to fight you. He's going to try to kill you. So helping Kylo is not an option. There's no way Buriaga can help Kylo. They don't know each other.
Victoria.
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Do you have a winner?
Yeah.
Sigh.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I have to say Kylo, just because we don't have as much fighting experience when it comes to Buriaga. It's not that I don't think that Buriaga could hold his own. It's just there's not enough evidence to attest to that. Whereas on Kylo's side, there is a lot of evidence to attest how strong he is, as well as him being a Skywalker.
Main character treatment.
Yeah. So that's the only reason. But I did like your argument. And I do think that he is a strong character and he will become even stronger. But just at this moment, at where he is right now, I just don't have enough to deem him a winner.
Feel sad.
I am prepared to accept that.
Yeah. I feel sad.
It is saddening. I'm quite sad.
He's great. I would want him to win because, I mean, Ben is better than Kylo, so I would rather keep
Ben. Well, Ben will probably last longer than Kylo will.
Yeah. He's fighting either Aayla Secura or General Grievous, whichever one wins that. Yeah, I feel sad now.
Yeah,
I know. I don't want to see Buriaga. Can we make an agreement? Buriaga is not technically dead.
Not dead.
He's just vibing up here in the watch box.
I agree with that.
Keep feeding us.
I agree.
Yeah, feeding us with positive energy.
Yeah.
As just we like a watch
positive energy battery.
Yeah, as we watch people get violently murdered.
Yeah. Speaking of violently murdered, Aaron, who do we have next week?
Next week. Oh, come on. Next week we have XR Kun versus Bene. Darth Treya.
A couple of people I don't even can't even place off the top of my head.
It won't be a long fight. Darth Treya versus Tiplar. Darth Malgus versus Agin Kolar.
Malgus.
Yeah. And Rey versus IG-88.
Rey Skywalker?
Yes.
Versus an assassin droid?
IG-88. Of all assassin droids.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not Taika Waititi, right?
No.
Okay.
It's the original one.
That's IG-11.
Yeah, IG-11 is Taika Waititi. Okay. Waititi.
Taika?
Is there a K in his last name?
Waititi?
It's TT at the end.
Okay. I don't think there's a K in his last name because there's a K in his first name.
Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi.
There's no K in the last name.
Boom. Another episode in the books.
Yeah.
These guys are going on the board. We'll see you next week.
Yes. Yeah. We'll catch you guys next week.
Have a good week.
Yeah. Our camera broke, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure that out before next week. Like, subscribe, follow us, and talk to us, comment on our things.
Rate the podcast.
Rate the podcast. Yeah. Well, be the Buriaga in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radiate the good vibes.
Radiate the good vibes.
Be the best you.
Yeah.
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 We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Later.